Make it so.
We're live.
I love you, hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone. I think we're live now. Welcome to an edition of Baz's International Cultural Exchange. We're going to be calling less fortunate areas of the world. And let me just close out this window.
I got my headphones on.
Yeah, we're getting an echo here.
That's because the Madhouse Mixler fired up on me.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It fucking started.
Hey, Gordo.
What? Are we still getting
the echo? Hey. Everyone shut the fuck up. Let Baz, you know, do his thing. Please.
Yeah, we're still getting a little bit of a echo here. But at any rate, we're going to be calling some of the less fortunate areas of the world. And
is it me?
The air with me, I've got Robert Terbois.
Hello.
Hello, Uno. Pokia.
Hello.
Dwight and Jose.
Hi, everybody.
I want to play a game.
A game.
That sounds very non-threatening, Dwight.
Yeah, are we still getting the echo?
That's non-threatening until your nuts are in a cuff and all you have to free yourself is a fucking plastic fork and a butter knife.
Okay. I'm not hearing it either.
I don't hear it.
Like, I don't mean to be, like, condescending, Bass, but yeah, do you have Madhouse open?
Yes, I do. But,
yeah.
I just closed
it. Yeah, that should be the solution to this problem.
And the reason that I was hearing an echo is because I am an idiot. And
well, no one said that. I'm just saying. You know,
well, see, I shut Mixler off once, and then it fired back up like 20 seconds later again. Fucking came on twice.
Oh, it came back. Wow, that came back like Tupac. Okay.
Yeah, like parachute pants.
So yeah, Baz, go on.
Okay, let me just fire up the chat machine here. Yeah, so I've got a bunch of Craigslist numbers in Guam and Singapore.
Nice.
Good call. And awkward, were you able to get some numbers in Scotland?
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
Want them, right? Let me know when you want them.
Okay. Yeah, why don't we start out with the Craigslist? So I'll just post in a few here.
All right.
Somebody wants to take the first one?
Well, let me move my mic over here.
Turbo, you want to inquire about some large pigs for sale in
Guam?
Oh,
of course.
Okay, there it is. I'll give you, if you want to pull that up. And I'll dial it now. And I don't hear it ringing.
That's bullshit. There in the title it says $1, but you get in the ad they want $5.50.
That
bullshit.
That could be like a coconut phone problem.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call later.
What?
Oh.
I think Guam is like overloaded with phone calls.
Yeah. They probably have about 15 phone calls going on right now, which has overloaded the system.
God
okay, let's
damn
try
it. Then. Yeah.
That's funny.
Fucking coconut heads. They think they can mince around.
All circuits are busy now.
Really? All circuits are busy now. You know, the three circuits and the coconut.
They got 15 phone calls coming into Guam, and that's 14 too many.
Somebody dropped the coconut and it broke. Okay, well, let's. Here's a couple from Singapore. We can give those a try. Hopefully, Guam can get its shit together. Here's a new Hello Kitty card holder. I don't know if you have an idea for that.
Holds 10
looks
cards.
Like an,
okay.
Looks like an ashtray to me.
It looks like something I could put my penis in.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So, some. Yeah. There we go.
Hello.
Hi, you're selling the Hello. Hello Kitty. Hello, you're selling the Hello Kitty card holder.
The Hello Kitty card holder. Yes.
Hello Kitty card holder. Great prosperity.
Right.
And it holds 10 cards exactly.
That's right.
Okay. And you posted this in the all for sale / wanted section on the Craigslist.
On the Craigslist, yes, that's right.
Yes, the Craigslist is... That? Yes, yes, uh-huh. But I have questions first, very reasonable questions.
Yes.
Because, you uh-huh. know, you could be some sort of sex pervert. Like, I don't even know. Anyway,
what the hell are you talking about?
I'm saying you could be, like, a weirdo, you know.
Okay, you get it.
Now, hold on, sir. God damn it.
fucking sex perverts.
Maybe someone else should talk.
I don't know, I'll try.
Apologize for me, because I was very transgressive, apparently. Okay, apparently I shit in the stew with that one.
Is that a saying?
No.
I've never heard that before.
Well, because it's not a saying, it's just something I said right now.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, sir, I'm calling to apologize for my brother you just spoke to. He was inquiring He was inquiring about the Hello Kitty card holder for me.
Yeah, and he outright insulted me.
Oh, what'd he do? Because I was in the other room.
he just accused me of being a sex pervert. What's going on? I received a phone call from him asking about a card holder, and then he goes insulting me outright.
Well, he might have had a... I don't know, he might have had a few drinks, but I mean, a grown man selling a Hello Kitty card holder, he might have had a point.
Hey, are you talking to the sex pervert, brother?
Yeah, he's trying to get me to come over to his house.
I told you.
No, hang on, what's going on right now?
Alright, so I want to buy this thing, what was it, $5?
Uh-huh. Right, the one that I posted on Craigslist for $5, that's right.
So... I want you to go ahead and send it to me. You will pay for shipping, and once I have the item, I will send you.
Oh no! It's only for local deal. It's for local deal. Sorry,
I'm sorry. That's not how I operate. You will send it to me by order of the United States of America.
You will present it
in a timely fashion, or I will report you to the water
what
services
an asshole.
As a sex pervert.
What an asshole! This man called me and he said I was a sex pervert. Oh.
So we got this another Singapore ad. It's for the Osim leg massager. You take a look at that. It looks like something that would
does it massage the third leg?
Yeah, I'm thinking that would be a perfect...
another point would be ask if you could, like, slide your butt cheeks in there if it would massage those too.
Yeah, nice. That would be perfect for the glory hole kiosks. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah.
Did you see the picture I put in earlier that they're doing over at the Olympics? Instead of having, like, dividers in between the toilets, they have, like, one big section and two toilets fucking side by side with no divider. So, like, you can be sitting there taking a shit and fucking, like, just fist bumping each other. Fuck glory holes, man. You can just get into this one stall together. You're set to go.
Well, I mean, hold on. You know, part of the mystique of a glory hole you know, is that it's just this tiny little hole you're inserting your penis into.
Yeah,
right there's a link at the bottom.
My question is about those side-by-side toilets. Is what if you're Muslim men aren't you're not supposed to make eye contact with another man while you're defecating, are you?
You actually, it's that way so you can hold pinkies.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Now, hold on. That's a woman on the right.
Yeah, two women.
And she looks like she's having a difficult experience on the toilet machine.
A BM.
Yeah.
Are those glory holes on the sides of them?
I think they are.
Those aren't toilet fucking paper holders. Those are glory holes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Somebody should Photoshop that.
So on each side of there's a well-endowed Russian man waiting to utilize the glory hole.
When they reach for that toilet paper, it's on.
Yeah. Toilet paper is to clean up the client when they're done. Yeah.
The drippy semen.
All right, well, let's call about this leg massager.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yam.
Hmm.
Yam bag.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. They're not going to answer.
Yeah.
We also have movers, delivery, disposal, storage.
Disposal? What?
Yeah, I was wondering if they might be able to move a large shipment of chewing gum that we're importing into Singapore.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, chewing gum is illegal in Singapore.
We're bringing a whole fucking truck full of fucking Bazooka Joe and Bubblicious, all that bullshit.
Honestly, I'm all for chewing gum being illegal in Singapore. Chewing gum is disgusting. Like, I'm sure you've all stepped.
It's a health hazard.
That too. You know, you can get grids from chewing gum.
Hello.
Oh, that's a...
Yes, hello. I'm calling about the moving. Your Craigslist ad for moving, delivery, disposable storage. I need some movers.
Yes.
Yes, I just recently arrived in Singapore. I'm starting a business. I've actually got a team of professional glory hole team that is coming over. They're going to be competing in the World Glory Hole Competition. And we're expecting...
I'm sorry. You SMS me your headphone number. My boss will call you back.
No, I need to talk to you. I'm going to hire you on the side.
You call my boss, 9773.
No, hold on. I'm the captain of the glory hole team, and, captain. I don't appreciate you giving us the runaround. We just have some Hey, are you going to let me talk, or are you going to talk over me, like an asshole?
You call my boss, I cannot speak English.
Okay, so that's, you're going to talk over me like an asshole.
What are you speaking now?
9773.
Okay, 9773.
4288.
4288. Okay, we'll call the boss.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but hold on. Before you disconnect, sir, I'd like to tell you that... Hold on. Let me talk. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. You're very rude, you talk over me, and we're going to tell your boss that you're an asshole and a bitch, okay?
You call my boss, okay.
Yeah, we're going to tell him you're an asshole, you asshole, fucking cunt, okay.
Okay, let's call the boss.
All right, big boss man. And I will mute because I will ruin the call if I say anything at all.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about the moving service. I just called your Craigslist ad, and the very rude gentleman answered, and he cursed at me, and then he told me to call the boss, and he gave me your number.
Yep. This is the right number. This is Hans speaking. I'm the mover. Yeah. Can I help you?
Why did he cuss at me? He said some very nasty things.
Really?
Yeah, he called me a motherfucker, and he told me to call you because he didn't have the time to deal with me.
I don't think he can say that.
Yeah, and then he was speaking perfect English. But at any rate, let me explain my situation. I'm a professional businessman from America, and we recently relocated over here, and we're starting a professional glory hole league. So we have our first glory hole team in place here in Singapore. We're getting them situated and getting all of our supplies. Actually, I'm on the phone with Mr. Robert Turbois. He's the captain of the glory hole team.
Yes.
Are you there, Robert?
Yes.
And most of our players really enjoy chewing bubble gum. So we've actually ordered in 5 crates of Bazooka Joe bubble gum. And it'll be arriving at the port tomorrow. And I need some big, burly men to move the crates and bring them to our training facility. Will you be able to do that?
There are 5 crates at them.
Yeah, chewing gum.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Chewing gum. Chewing gum. The gum you chew between your teeth and your jaws.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so you can haul this around. Hey! Don't talk like that. Hey!
What hey?
Hey!
Who are you yelling at?
We're Americans, and we command respect. We will not be disrespected by you.
Yeah, you need to knock yourself down a peg or two.
Well, what's the point?
You know, you're acting like you're a fucking real person, and it's disgusting. You're a coconut head.
You are a fucking disgusting person. You are.
Sir, if you come and find enough,
me, come and find
me. Do you think that? Cock. Hey, sir.
Wow, dude, what a little fucking douchebag!
Wow, usually people in Singapore don't get fired up that easily. You are a disgusting person. Fuck you. You know, I'm just not feeling the respect here.
Yeah, I'm not either. He's not going to answer.
Hey, skirt.
Asshole.
Okay.
What the hell, do I?
All right. Well, let's see if the circuits are...
Look at Skype, but look at his picture.
Hold on. We have a lot of men here. Maybe we need a room.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, enjoy. Yeah. After we purchase some pigs.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Have they been properly fisted?
Yes. I think somebody needs to ask that question. And Dwight, whenever you put that avatar up, that my kids always seem to walk in the room.
Well, why do you hate family values, Dwight? You know, stop fucking around. That's
house.
Pretty goddamn funny, right there.
Wheelchair can.
Whoa, they're having some serious issues with their coconut phone system.
Well, I think the pig is using a telephone. Yeah.
Well, let's try another one. Here's a. Let's see if this is specific to that number or if it's everything in Guam. Here's a Valentine's Day bouquets. And they have quite the assortment of various arrangements you can order. I'm wondering if you can order like a Valentine bouquet with a bunch of dildos coming out.
You know, for your pig.
Yeah. Okay, let's give this a try. And Ken, actually, I've got the perfect call here for Wheelchair Ken. Okay, we got a crackle. That's there we go.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a, you know, non-coconut.
Yeah, hello. I'm calling about the Valentine's Day bouquets.
Yes.
Oh, great. Do you have many varieties available? Yeah, I'd like to surprise my husband with a nice Valentine's Day bouquet. I was wondering if you could make a special arrangement for me.
Okay. So were you looking at the ones online or you wanted something else?
Yeah, I wanted something else.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me describe what I'm looking for. I kind of like one that has a lot of chocolate in it. Basically, can you put it in a little basket? And I'm looking at the one on your Craigslist ad. It's on the top in the middle. It's like a, looks like a basket or some kind of container that's got some flowers, candy flowers, and I can't tell what that is. So it looks like strawberries or something coming out of it.
Okay, you were looking at the ad on the Craigslist.
On Craigslist, yeah.
The one you're talking about, are you looking at the one on the top that has the three balloons or the one that has one balloon?
The three balloons, the one in the top on the middle.
Okay. Well, that is not really three balloons. It's one balloon.
Okay. But the balloons are fine. And I like the arrangement there. I like the flower in the middle. But instead of having, yes. What is that surrounding them? I can't really tell very easily here on the image. Are those supposed to be strawberries or are they... But at any rate, I would like the flower in the middle, and then I would like to have it surrounded by dildos. And I can provide those for you if you don't have any in stock.
Which one is? What was that again?
Yeah, I'd like to have the that arrangement there with the balloon, and then the flower in the middle. But then I want the flower to be surrounded by a dozen dildos, you know, rubber penises.
Dicks. Dicks, brah. Dicks. He's talking about dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's my husband, and it's not a surprise. We already talked about what I was going to get for him. Maybe he can describe what he's looking for.
Hey,
Robert.
Yeah. You're talking to my man?
Yeah, she's disrespecting me.
Now, hold on. What are your intents talking to my man? You know, he's fucked around on me before. I'm done with that shit.
I don't need
some goddamn bitch getting in the way.
Okay, I'm not missing.
Yeah, explain yourself. Is there a man there? Could you please put a male on the telephone?
Yeah, we don't deal with females.
Serious business to be discussed. Okay. That didn't work at all. Again, I will not talk.
You have reached 6717889166.
Ah!
Oops.
Oh, okay. Well. Yeah, the whole thing didn't go out, so.
I was a little slow on the trigger. I think.
Yeah, whatever.
I think most of the numbers went over, but that's okay. All right. Well, we've had actually good luck. We've gotten people picking up almost every call that we've tried so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's one that I thought would be good for Ken, wheelchair Ken. Let me post this here in Skype chat. It's Tina's Learning Center, so they have an early childcare development open enrollment. And so I'm wondering if they have some special ed for special people, like wheelchair Ken.
Well, or maybe wheelchair Ken has a special child. And
that's true. Yeah. Hey, Ken, do you want to take this one? Do you want to try to get some special education for your special child?
And they caught the...
I can attempt to.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you got this.
There's two numbers here.
Yeah.
Say this is on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy day, KLC.
Hey, how you doing there? I'm calling about the ad on the Craigslist.
For?
For the Learning Center.
Okay.
I got I got a kid over here. He's about 15 years old, but the little retard acts like he's about 5. You know, he's got some disabilities. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You're fucking breaking up there. What are we doing? Fucking Morse code on the phone, lady.
I'm sorry. It's an early childhood.
What is that? Fucking phone bought by Obama? What's the deal here?
Yeah, it's like a daycare center.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So we can't take children.
I can't hear like anything you're saying, lady.
Oh, look, I'm breaking up. Okay, well, it's a daycare center, and we only take children as old as 6 years old.
Oh, this is bullshit. Your ad says up to 12 years old.
No, I think we had to correct that.
It says TLC child care open enrollment for 0 months to 12 years old.
Daddy!
You said your son is 15?
He's 15, but he's got the mentality of a fucking 5-year-old, so I think we're all good there. He's in a wheelchair.
Daddy. Oh, yeah, I understand that, but the standard now is daycares cannot accept older than 6. We have to have a completely different area of children.
Yeah, but see, I'm... Daddy. See, that's my kid right there. He won't shut the fuck up. Sometimes I gotta, you know, take a fucking broom and push him around.
I don't like to listen to language like that. Thank you for calling.
Hey, don't hang up. I'm
you don't like that kind of language? So, fuck, cunt, whore, bitch.
We're getting the Guam echo. That means she's disconnected.
Yeah. God damn it.
I do like she goes against her own fucking ad.
I know, it says specifically 0 months to 12 years old. So, I don't know. I
should have called him up and told him I got a 5-day-old and I'm fucking tired of this kid already and I need them to fucking take him off my hands.
No, I'm going to call her back as David Snoswell, attorney at law. False advertising.
Yeah, I think you can smooth this over.
It's discriminatory, that's what it is.
She called my kid a fucking retard. It's only okay for me to call him a fucking retard, not this lady.
Ring, ring, coconut phone.
Yeah, she's not going to play. Okay, well, let's see if we can get that pig farm to pick up. Let me scroll up and find that again.
All circuits are busy now. Please call your calls later.
This must be that number.
That is odd.
You know, their phone system is so retarded that when a phone just isn't working, it plays that message.
Yes, it is very odd.
Yeah. Okay. I've got some more here in Guam. I've got a 16-channel CCTV surveillance camera system. I've got a 3-unit dog kennel. And then miscellaneous free stuff. And the guy says specifically, no, you can't have everything. So why don't we just try these all in order? Let's post them all in.
I'm not, that's fucking bullshit. Light wants to make a package deal.
Yeah. Okay. Awkward, you want to take this one? 16-channel? Or how about you, Pokia, or Gordo, or Jose?
What is it?
Anyone of you want to take? We'll try the first one. It's a 16-channel security system. So 16-channel camera system.
I wouldn't know what to say.
Okay.
I can do it. Until I run a daycare and I want surveillance in the bathroom, so I need one for each toilet stall.
Okay.
No. Say you like manage a restaurant or like a McDonald's, and because I used to have this boss and he used to like watch us from home. No joke. I don't know.
Oh, here, I'll dial Jesus. It. And,
I know, Jesus.
Okay, there's two numbers, so I'll try the first one.
He's calling from home. Tell Bolcho to turn to the left.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that shit.
Yeah, it was weird.
That sounds cool. He's like looking after you.
No, he was a creep.
I want to be creeped on.
Oh.
No. Okay, well, let's try the other. There's two numbers for that ad.
Hello?
Hi, I'm just calling about your ad for the camera system.
Yes, sir. Are you on the platform or are you just calling now?
I'm sorry?
Oh, were you just calling now? Or did you text me as well? Or?
I haven't texted you
are
yet.
Are you checking? Okay, just checking.
Yeah,
no. I'm just checking.
Actually, I have... Yeah, I was just wondering how many cameras are included with it.
Okay, so is it okay? I'm not coughing. Can I call you back with that information?
I'm really busy right now. I can make this quick. I was just wondering how many cameras are included with it.
Okay, we have a 4 currently and an 8.
Okay, a 4 and an 8. All right. And what is the resolution on them?
Okay, so we have one high def, which is 600 PBL.
Okay.
And the other one, the 4, I believe that we have, is a 480 PBL.
Okay, cool. Because my wife and I actually run this tap dance school for girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of problems with homeless people hanging around there. So I just want to get a camera system that I can hook up in like the dressing areas.
Is this for the outside?
No, it's for the inside, actually. It's like for the dressing areas and like the bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
But, and also...
You know what? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Also, some of the kids have had some troubles, you know, getting dressed and stuff, so I've had to go in there a couple times. I just want something I can, you know, check on from home, make sure everyone's, you know, behaving themselves, not smearing feces on the walls or anything like that. Because we've had some kids that have been defecating on the floor, actually, and picking that defecation up and just smearing it all over the walls. But I don't know. My wife... Mainly, she runs things, so I'm going to go ahead and put her on. She knows more about the school than
okay.
I do.
And then what I can do is...
honey, can you get on the phone for me?
Hello? Hello?
Is this okay? Would it... Hello?
Hi.
Are you okay? Can I get your name?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, can I call you back at this number in about 15? Minutes so I can have more time to talk to them.
No.
And then
No, I need it. You can't make time for me?
Okay, so Curtin, but what we can do is, I was telling him we have a four to meet. We have
a what? Depth,
a four channel, I mean a four camera, eight channel DVR.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Because we have these little rascals that work for us, and they come in on drugs, man, and they like smear stuff all over the walls. And then they top it off with urine. Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, well, what I can do, are you able to text me with an email and I can give you more information? Because you're looking at more detailed, or are you looking at...
No.
I'm just wondering.
No, I don't text. Texting's demonic. I mean, we can't just settle this on the phone. Like, you know, like we meet somewhere and you hand me the cameras, you know?
Okay, so where's your location at?
Well, where are you? Let's start off with that.
Central part of Guam?
Yeah. See, we just moved here and we just opened this restaurant. And so we actually need to keep a very close eye on the employees.
Are you from here?
See, we just moved from
So what village are you guys in?
The Mogwai village.
Where?
Mogwai. Hey, it's right by the base. We're new to the area, but
we're in Coconut Reef. We're in Coconut Reef Village.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
You don't know.
It's kind of by Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, with the big pineapple, you know, and like the sponge, and then there's like a squid and like a starfish too.
Those are all over the place, though. I mean, I don't know if that's gonna help her.
Do you know where? Hey, ma'am. You know where Krusty Krab is?
Should we call her back?
Yeah.
She sounds really busy.
I know.
I like how people were talking to her and she's like, oh.
I don't know.
I wonder what's going on.
Hello? Oh, fucking Guam, man.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, that's the restaurant's by the big coconut tree. You know, like there's a big rock and then there's coconut tree on the left. We did that. Turbo and I were calling something in Guam and the guy really kept pressing me as to where exactly we were, and I kept telling him, okay, well, there's a big coconut tree next to a big rock, and he's going, I think you're scamming me. Remember that, Turbo?
Turbo!
Did Turbo fall asleep?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay. So here's some three unit dog kennel.
Where I'd like to keep my sleeves.
Yeah, why don't you talk to him about that?
We're starting a daycare. How many kids will fit in there?
Yeah, for discipline.
You lack discipline.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Hello.
Hello. Hold on.
You're leaving a message.
No, I scrolled away to a different window here, and I couldn't get back to it in time to hang up before the message prompt came. Okay. Well, there's actually two numbers for that ad. Maybe we can try calling the other number. And let's see. I called the first one. We'll call the second one. No. Oh, wait a minute.
You're writing in the wrong chat, Daz.
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, this is really weird. I'm going to hang up because the second number for that three-unit dog kennel is the same number for the closed-circuit TV woman that we just talked to. It's pretty weird. And I cut and paste these right from the ad, so it's weird. Not a cut and paste error. Yeah. Maybe that's why she was so evasive.
I want to yell at Shane, who tells me I can't have all this free shit.
All right, let's talk to Shane.
Hey, is this Shane?
This is Shane.
Yeah, you get all the free stuff on the Craigslist.
Which one are you calling for?
Miscellaneous free shit.
Oh, okay. I think the only thing I got left is man, some phone lines and the plug for the sink, the extra hole and a couple jewelry boxes.
Yeah, everybody needs a plug for that extra hole.
Okay.
You know what? I want all that shit.
What's that?
I want all that stuff.
Okay. I'm at work tonight, so if you can call me tomorrow, like before noon, you're welcome to come over and pick it all up.
Well, I was thinking about picking it up tonight.
Yeah, we need that. But we need that have to wait tonight.
So after 10 p.m. and you get off my car.
You wouldn't believe the things I need to do with that that nickel colored sink plug.
Yeah, the sink plug.
Yeah, I've got the special plans for that tonight.
What's that?
Yeah, this is his husband. He's gonna ram that sink plug up my ass.
Huh?
He's going to stick that sink plug up my ass.
And if you still got that heart-shaped jewelry box, I wouldn't mind putting that shit up there, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know who this is, motherfucker. Don't talk to me like that. Don't think you can get over on Dwight.
Let's call him.
That was amazing.
We'll call him right back. Nobody hangs up on Dwight like that.
Please leave a message after the beep.